For this morning's discussion, we have concentrated ourselves on the title, The Wonderful Workings of the Kripa Shakti of the Lord. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam centers around one theme and one theme over and over and again is mentioned. It is about how the living entities have obtained the grace or the Kripa Shakti of the Lord, mostly through his devotees. There's the story of Prahlad Maharaj, who received the instructions of Narad Muni while he was still in the womb of his mother. There's the instruction of Dhruva Maharaj, who also saw Narada Muni in the forest. There is the story of Bharat Maharaj, who has been elevated over three consecutive lives to become the great saint, which he is. The whole Bhagavatam is describing the wonderful pastimes of the Lord and how these pastimes of the Lord are full of kripa. There is a second canto where we hear about the different incarnations of the Lord in great detail. There's the eighth canto where we are alerted to the incarnation of the Lord as Matsya Avatar. Not only the devotees are merciful, in other words, but also we hear how the Lord personally appears to give his mercy to the conditioned soul. One of these stories which are about the workings of the Kripa Shakti is concerning the life of Narad Muni. Narad Muni lived at the house of his widowed mother. Somehow his Brahmin father had died quite early and left the little boy with his widowed mother. One day, it was at the beginning of the Chaturmasya period, four sages who were walking and preaching through the country came into the house of Narad Muni. The rainy season had started, and as you know, during the rainy season in older times, it was not possible to move through the forests and through the paths of India because they were very muddy. I remember when the rainy season came, we were traveling through India with the Nita Gaur World traveling Sankirtan party, and our buses had to often pass through so much water on the road. They became boats almost. We had brought buses from Germany on Srila Prabhupada's request to preach wildly in the widely in the villages of India. And yes, I remember when the rainy season came, also even with our German buses who were constructed like boats, we were stopped and we had to flee towards the Himalaya region where the rainy season would come later, or it was already there. I do not remember. So yes, in previous times the saints would stop. They would stop their preaching because it was so difficult to pass. And these saints lived at the house of Narada Muni, and they gave Narada Muni their mercy. After the saints had moved on, after 4 months, Narada Muni wanted to immediately leave with them, but being duty bound towards his mother, who only had her one son to rely on, her husband, as I said, was dead. Due to the situation of the mother, Narada Muni could not leave immediately. But then one day, when his mother had also died, Narada Muni, who had been the recipient of the Kripa Shakti of these saints, left the house to become the most fortunate soul. Now I beg to hint at you that Narada Muni was not always Narada Muni. In his previous life, he had been a Gandhava, that means a good singer, who had a tremendous charm on women. You know, singers, I believe you have this now in Indian singer of worldly music you are knowing? Must be, no? Or Indian singers? We don't know, we are devotees. Yeah, she is a devotional singer. But let us say Michael Jackson, you have heard, has great charm on materialists. So Upavahu, that is the name of Narada Muni in his previous life, had a great attractive power. Once he was invited for a Sankirtan festival to praise the Lord, but what did he do? He stayed in some other corner and he began to sing his cinema songs. And so many women came to hear the cinema songs. And the organizers of the Sankirtan festival said, hey, wait, another alternative opposition festival is going on in the other corner of the area. And this opposition festival, this singing of worldly songs, is more attended than our Sankirtan festival. So it created a disturbance. In other words, this was Upavahu or Narada Muni in a previous life. He was a singer of worldly songs. Then he died, and he was born as the son of a widow who was a servant, a Shudra, but he had a different father. Then he met these wonderful devotees of the Lord, and by their mercy he turned around. He became the greatest saint this universe has ever seen. So I would like to now speak in Narad Muni's own words. Itam sharat pra vrikshavrit tuhare vrishrin vatome nasuvam yashomalam sankhit yamanam munibir mahatmabhir bhakti pravittatma rajastamopaha. Itam sharat pra vrikshavat tuhare vrishrin vatome nasuvam yashomalam sankhet yamanam munibir mahatmabir bhakti pravittatma rajastamopam. Thus, during 2 seasons, the rainy season and the autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passionate ignorance vanished. So he described how he received the mercy of these great souls. He heard them chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. And he describes what the effect of this hearing or of this mercy was. Do you remember? He said a certain flow of a river started, which had been dammed up. Dammed means a dam had been established. And this began to flow. The dam was broken down. My dear devotees, in all of our hearts, there is a river deep inside, the river of bhakti, which has been dammed up. Dammed this dam. The river of bhakti has been stopped in many cases. Because a dam of rajas and tamas, the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion, has been there. And so our bhakti is no longer free. It is no longer expressing itself. But we are blocked. We are blocked people. Many people who are blocked today run falsely to the psychotherapist, hoping that the blockages in their personalities, which hinder them to freely express themselves, are taken care of. But the psychologist cannot help us so much. He can tell us some communication skills and so on. What can help us is if that dam of rajas and tamas is broken down and the flow of bhakti begins to flow. Would you like to hear a little bit of Prabhupada's comment to this? Because I feel this is very important. Imagine all of us could leave this lecture this morning with a flow free of, with a stream of bhakti flowing very freely in our lives. How happy we would be. How Krishna consciousness wouldn't be any longer a theory, but some practical divine experience. So we need a little comment now. Transcendental loving service for the Supreme Lord is the natural inclination of every living being. The instinct is dormant in everyone, but due to the association of material nature, the modes of passionate ignorance cover this from time immemorial. What do they cover? What is covered? The instinct for bhakti, which is there in the heart. Since time immemorial, it's covered, it's dammed. There's a dam. If by the grace of the Lord and the great soul devotees of the Lord, a living being becomes fortunate enough to associate with the unadulterated devotees of the Lord and sleeps in their classes. Sorry. I was saying what I sometimes have observed. What is happening in the association of the devotees? We get the shine. Prabhupada says, we what? And get the chance. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. You are saving our class from Sachinandan Swami. So we will hear. So if there is a chance, and where we get the chance to hear the unadulterated glories of the Lord, certainly the flow of devotional service takes place like the flow of a river. As the river flows on till she reaches the sea, why is the river she? Because Samudra, the ocean, is the husband of the river. So when, as the river flows on till she reaches the sea, similarly pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely transcendental love of God. Such a flow of devotional service cannot stop. Now Prabhupada says, what happens when you once have started the bhakti flow? On the contrary, it increases more and more without limitation. The flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. These two qualities of nature are thus removed, and the living being is liberated, being situated in his original position. How wonderful. We have seen this at the times of Srila Prabhupada. He would go to some place like Russia in the midst of the winter, and he would meet one person. It's a god brother of mine, Ananta Shanti, who just had a superficial interest in India. It was that Syama Sundar was buying some milk. He was standing in queue because the commodities were not available. And this boy, Russian boy, had seen him, and Syama Sundar said, I take you to my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada met this boy, and by his Shakti, Kripa Shakti, he influenced the boy in such a way that this boy became so empowered that now there are like a few hundred thousand devotees. Just from this contact with this boy. This boy was put into prison. He was tortured. Stop chanting. We will kill you. He was administered injections which made him, you know, which dull and drowsy and painful condition. But it could not be stopped, this flow of bhakti which had been released and had been freed from the dam which had dammed it for time immemorial. Prabhupada says time immemorial means you can't count the years and the ages, had been liberated and freed. Now this was flowing, And people who came in contact with this devotee, Ananta Shanti, became also so much moved that they were practicing Krishna consciousness under the most extreme situations. They were put into prison, and do you know, they took the bread and mixed it with water and made little balls and put them on a japa mala and did the japa mala on a bread mala. It was not tulsi mala, bread mala. Yeah, and it's a very moving story. When you ever have the chance to come to Moscow to do some business or so on, you will meet these devotees who are very impressive. It's very impressive, which comes from really Srila Prabhupada's has started the flow of bhakti, so that the bhakti is flowing freely in that boy, and those who have seen the boy have also become moved, and the flow of bhakti has been released. Kripa Shakti, or the mercy which comes from the devotee and from Lord Krishna, can bring life to a person who is otherwise dead. Now, I do not have all of your attention at the moment, and I would like now to do something which will capture your attention. See this machine. When it is not connected, I can try to put the volume up to make it work, but it will not work. I will now connect it, and now when I put the volume up, the same thing holds true to us. When we are properly connected to a devotee, when we are properly connected to the holy name, to Krishna, at such a time we will be able to really work on the transcendental platform. If we are not connected, if we are not in contact, we will not receive the transcendental strength which is necessary for us to move in spiritual life, and our lives will be sad and uneventful. Would you like to know how to become connected with the spiritual energy of Krishna's mercy? Is this a good subject? Very good. Then I personally think this is my favorite subject. In the beginning, we need to understand. Sometimes when you have such a subject matter, you want like millions of tables, but I can do with this. Yes. You must first of all know that there are different levels of consciousness. The first consciousness level, the first level, is called the covered consciousness. It's, you know, when the living entity comes into a plant life, then the consciousness is very much covered. You cannot speak to a plant and receive an answer. I hear that plants also respond to music, for instance. When you have nice music, they grow. And if you have people quarreling all the time in the room, the plants die. That were some experiments. But the plants cannot express themselves. And therefore, their consciousness is called covered consciousness. When the soul evolves higher and comes into the animal species, it is called Sankuchita Chetana. It is shrunken consciousness. When you have a woolen pullover and you wash it too hot, what does happen to the woolen pullover? Our Matajis will know. It shrinks. And a big pullover like this can be now given to the Chotavala. It is shrunken. It's no longer in its original state, and the expressions through a shrunken pullover is not possible. It's like, you know, when you're in shrunken pullover, you can't move. So in the same way, when the living entity is in the animal species, it can't really move. It has to follow its instincts: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Correct. It's incarcerated, imprisoned, and so on. When the living entity finally moves to the human form of life, then its consciousness is called to be in the budding state of consciousness. Budding is a very nice word. It means there is the possibility to grow and blossom and become a full-grown flower. I always joke like this, and I've joked to this to the Persian devotees. When it should happen that someone gets on your nerves the next time and disturbs you, either slightly or greatly, don't call him a bad name, like, I don't even want to give such a name. Call him Yubat. How do we say? He has the fully gross ability to come into a beautiful champak flower. Huh? Yes. So, this budding state of consciousness is there in a human being who does not follow any scriptural rules and regulations. He may be an ethical being. He may be a well-placed being in a society, like a society, an American society or whatever. But only when he begins to follow rules and regulations which help him to develop spiritually does he come to the stage which we call the blossoming state of consciousness. Then, as we grow and we develop the goal of spiritual life. What is the goal of spiritual life, please? Krishna Prema. Then, when we have developed love in our heart, love for God, love for Krishna, then we are called to be in the fully blossomed state of consciousness. And this is the goal of human life. The goal of human life is to develop in our consciousness, to not be like an animal who's in shrunken state of consciousness, to not even remain like a person who's only able to follow some guidelines, rules and regulations, but the goal is to be able to follow Krishna consciousness and develop love for Krishna, Krishna Prema. This is the goal. If a person has not reached this goal, on strictly speaking terms, he has not used the human form of life properly. He is a person who has used a very highly sophisticated computer to hammer a nail into the wall for a picture. In other words, if you only use your human intelligence to make material advancement, to become rich and affluent, to become maybe learned in some ways and well educated, but you have not developed this stream of bhakti or stream of love in your heart, you have not used the gift of God, this human form of life, properly. If someone gives a very complicated computer, we should use it for what a computer can do. We should not just do some nailing in the wall. So if someone gets a human form of life where you can develop Krishna prema, and where you can free the stream of bhakti, you should not use this valuable gift only for some sense gratification, which the animals can do much better, much better. Much more eating is possible. When we eat a well-cooked Sindhi meal, dripping with ghee and oil, we need 24 hours pause before we have digested it. The elephant very freely can eat tons of this preparations, gaja halwa and other deliciousies, and not stop. And again he's hungry the whole day. Yes, we have personally seen. So let us use this ability. Now this blossoming conscious of consciousness up to prema is possible by a certain energy. The Kripa Shakti, the mercy of the devotees and the mercy of God. Here in Dubai, do we have something like spring? We do have. Let me describe to you a typical German spring as an analogy which will make it very clear to you what spring, what the energy of spring can do. Now when I left Germany, there was snow up from the floor up till here. our Srivallabh has visited the German farm. The German farm, we had to almost dig and shovel our ways in order to move. There were high snow mountains, this high, because we had to make the way free. Needless to say, when the snow melts, which is like a covering which you put over a dead body, it covers the nature, just like that covering which we put over a dead body. When the snow melts, everything looks dead. There's nothing green, everything is gray. Then around February, March, the wonderful energy of spring enters into this gray nature. And it becomes so wonderful, you have to be there and see it. Everywhere some green leaves come. Then the apple trees are covered with very, very, very nice small blossoms. And have you seen the cherry trees? Ooh! All of a sudden, it's from one day to the other. It's almost as if Krishna is like a huge magician. It does like this. You go to bed, and everything is still like a skeleton. The tree is like this. The next morning, he's covered with the most delicate pinkish colored blossoms and flowers. And it looks so beautiful. You want to pay your dandavat to the Lord who has entered by his energy of spring into the dead nature. Lord Krishna, he says in the Gita, I am the flower-bearing Vasant, means spring. He is that energy which goes into the dead nature. You must see it one day. You please come to Germany. You're my personal guest. You will get your chapatis and everything just to see it. You know, it's a really, really nice. It's a, it will enter, the spring enters, and then everything is very nice. At that time in Braj, Lord Krishna becomes very joyful, and he celebrates what? Holi. We celebrate in Dubai also Holi? It must be difficult to rent a hall a second time when you celebrated Holi. I can imagine. And in Russia they do, they smear the many Indian, there's also an Indian community, and they smear everywhere. They look like ghosts. And you must have seen in Vrindavan, when you are in Holi, you have to, can only wear very old cloth, because from every street corner they say Holi. Yes, Hare Krishna. So this is a very joyful time, because the Lord with his energy enters something which is otherwise dead, and by the power of this he transforms it totally. My dear devotees and my dear skeptics, this is what happens to you and to all of us. Oh, here's a devotee. Please come, my dear boy. You have a holy shirt today. Yeah. You have the right shirt for today. For the class of today, you have given great, you have given great joy to all of our hearts. Thank you. Your holy shirt. Is it a fashionable shirt, or is it a real holy shirt? Huh? Fashionable. Ah, it's not real holy. It is shop holy, from the shop, from the market. Ah. But anyways, it was the right shirt for this class. May I take a picture of you later? This is exactly how you look. A little bit more red and green colors are also there. You have to complain to the market. It's not a perfect holy shirt.
Maharaj, he's HOLA, you are HOLY.
Rangesh, his name is Rangesh. Ah! Bravo! Very good, Rangesh ji.
He's a holy man.
Yes. We are extremely pleased with you. Rangesh has a Rangesh shirt, a holy shirt, and is a holy man. Hare Krishna. So yes, this is a, by the Kripa Shakti of a devotee, all of the wonderful mercy of the Lord, you can totally transform, my dear devotees. You can also start to blossom in your consciousness. You can feel love in your heart. You can feel the freedom of Rajagun and this passion which drives you crazy in the town of Dubai. I mean, the wildest place of the mode of passion I saw is Mumbai. Oof, Mumbai traffic, to be very specific. That is really the wildest. I'm sorry, I will just... This mercy is very important. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj writes about this. He says, Ami vrita jaratura likite kampaya kara mane kichu smarane na haya na dekhiya nayane na shuniye shravane tabulike bata vishmaya. I have become old. My body is disturbed by diseases. While I write, my hands are tottering. I can't remember anything. I cannot even see properly, nor can I hear properly. It's very important what comes now. But still I'm writing. Can't remember, can't write, but still I'm writing. This is very, it's a great miracle. Then he says, Doga me pate mendasya skalapada gate muhu svakripa, svakripa yashti danena shanta svantva lamba. My path has become very difficult. I am blind. My feet slip again and again. Oh, I pray, may the holy men, may the holy men help me by giving me the stick of their mercy. Who of you has been on Chardham Parikrama, the four dams or two dams in the Himalayan mountains? This is about 10 to 15. You know Chardham, maybe I'm not saying it right. It's Gangotri, Yamunotri, Badrinath, Kedarnath. Bas. These are Chardham. You have been? Only two dams, but very good. You? All four. All four. Very good. Completed. There you know, sometimes you come in when there's so much rain and the path is slippery, you can fall. And if you fall in the Himalayas, we do not know where you fall. It is 2 kilometers you fall. So you need a stick, a good walking stick. They sell when you go up to Kedarnath with a iron pike, you know, so that you, when you slip, please hold me. Best is you go with two. So when you want to walk on the spiritual path, sometimes you come in slippery areas. You have so much calm in your heart. You're calm. Pulls you in this direction. Or you have a crowd. Pulls you in this direction. You need the walking stick of the mercy of devotees. Now, this is very, very important. My dear devotees, I will not talk much longer because I want to take your questions. But if there's anything I can tell you, it is all in my little analogy. This machine, without having the electrical shakti, is a dead machine which will not work. In the same way, our lives remain dead unless and until we receive the shakti, the kripa shakti of the Lord. Only then we will be able to live properly as devotees of Krishna, as also human beings who have developed the gift of God and have not kept it to be only a bud, that is only a possibility. No, they have taken full advantage so that it has blossomed 100%. This is very important. Please, now we will end the class by asking you, where can we get the Kripa Shakti of the Lord? Sadhu Sangha we have heard. Where is the Kripa Shakti of the Lord?
Holy name.
Said one devotee. What else? Devotees association. Serving the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, our Mataji says. You can immediately feel this. When you serve, you feel immediately how you feel by the satisfaction of the heart. Have you noticed? Immediately it is there. Oh, what happened? What happened? With my heart. What happened? You're very interested. What happened? What happened is you receive the Kripa Shakti by doing service of the Lord. Also, when you have these meetings, these Bhakti Vriksha meetings, like here I can see, such first-class devotees are here, and in their association we feel something, we feel a higher energy, and then when we leave the hall, we are more alive in our spiritual life. Huh? More alive. So service of the Vaishnavas, serving the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, our Mataji was saying. Where else? How can we get the Kripa Shakti? On the gold market. No. Sorry, I'm a materialist. Yes. Yes, Prabhuji. Oh, very good. Our Prabhuji has given a very important instruction. Even it is, please order all of us. We should go to the Holy Dham. I met one Mataji and a little child, and they said, "Oh Maharaj, do you remember? We were walking on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama over the 9 islands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip." And the Mataji felt very, very still. After 1 year, she remembers, oh, what a good time. A very good time in my spiritual life. Because once I was interviewed by the Times of India, you must be knowing this newspaper, and we had a computer interview. Or how was it? There was chat, yes. And there were questions to me. Asked the Swami, and then the question came on the computer screen, and then very quickly we had to give an answer, because there were, in 10 minutes there were 280 questions, very, and one question was, why do we go to the holy places? Why do we go to the holy Dham? And I answered, well, there are two Shaktis in the holy Dham. One is called Taraka Shakti. The second is called Paraka Shakti. Taraka means what liberates us from our worries and anxieties and our karma. Huh? And Paraka Shakti is what pulls our heart. It pulls, pull, pull, pull to Krishna. Yes? And later I heard that this interview was so well received that they made one column under the banyan tree. You can find now and printed parts of the interview under the banyan tree. It's where some wise counsels are given to the readers of this newspaper. Yes, yeah. So this we did when we stayed in Mumbai as the guest of the family of Sachi Devi. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yes, Krishna, this is it's my point that Holy Dham, yes, who else wants to tell us how they receive the Kripa Shakti? It's very important for us to listen to the experiences of the devotees. Please only talk, not theory. We are now very interested in practical tips which worked for you.
Yeah.
Our devotee is saying, Sharanagata Prabhu, Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu is saying, when we get rid of this Vaishnava aparat, the kripa comes. Its effect, when we do Vaishnava aparad, offense against devotees, then the Lord withholds His kripa shakti. He's not giving it. The same happens when we do nam aparad. You know, when a master has a very naughty servant, who's a bad servant, who rebels against the master in the back, then the master will not give that servant a full pay and full attention. What he does is he gives a minimal suppliance of necessity, 2 chapatis, little sabji without ghee, minimal, to just maintain the life of the servant, hoping that I hope he will become better, then I will give him full suppliance. So the holy name also is like our master. When he sees we are not chanting with full attention, he withholds the kripa shakti from us. We don't feel anything. We feel, oh, japa. I know, it's very blissful. How many rounds are left? What? It's evening time and I have chanted 2.5 unconcentrated rounds. I still have to, let me calculate. 2.5 up to 16. Let me get my computer out to calculate how many rounds. Switch. Oh, so many interesting internet pages to see. And we don't see. We don't chant. No. Why was I so foolish to promise 16 rounds a day? I was not in good condition of mind when I did this. Why do we feel like this? Because we have chanted with offenses, with aparad. Mostly we have chanted without any attention. We have chanted just and then the holy name does not give the kripa, and then it is a burden. But when you chant with kripa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I have chanted 16 rounds. I have not even started to chant. There's nothing. What has happened? Let me chant more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You will go like this. Haridas Thakur, of course, we can never compare ourselves with Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur chanted from morning, early morning, and then throughout the whole night. And when he had finished, the morning dawn came. He had not taken any food. And he said, I have not even started to chant. What is wrong with the sun? Why is it so out of synchronicity? It has just gone without. He didn't notice. Yes, kripa shakti. Please, my dear devotees, become connected. Stay connected. And you will see the amazing workings of the kripa shakti working in your life and making your life very, very blissful and very fulfilled, and you will progress in your life to develop love of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Shukara Krishna Prabhu has asked a very, very nice question, how to stay connected. And I believe this is a very, very relevant question, because yes, we feel sometimes very inspired. There are so many wonderful Vaishnavas coming here. Sri Vallabha just told me the itinerary. I wish we would have so many devotees in Germany, Sri Vallabha, who would come by. Then, alone in this week, Bhakti Pringa Govinda Maharaj, then our Bhakti Purushottam Swami, Then, Bhakti Vishvamba Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj was almost coming. It was difficult with the situation of the death, premature death of the Prime Minister. And so on, yes. So we feel sometimes the Kripa Shakti, but Shukara Krishna Prabhu's question is, how do we maintain this? How do we keep this? My dear devotees, you must make your heart free from any holes. The Kripa Shakti comes where? It comes in the heart. The heart is described to be the place where desires develop, and it also is described to be the place where the desires vanish. So a heart which has many, many desires, has many holes, the Kripa Shakti, when it enters the heart, there are so many material desires. I want this, I want this money, I want this sexual life, I want this recognition. Then in our hearts we can't hold it. See, I'm carrying always this cup with me, because one time I had a plastic cup and I put the hot water in the plastic cup, and it seemed to be too hot, or the plastic was of minor quality, and it broke, and the whole hot water came on the leg. Oh, I'm in the midst of the lecture, you know, and I was just talking on sense control and mind control. I was like this. So from that time I have carried this, because it doesn't have any holes. I can comfortably pour this water into this cup, and the cup, I hope it, yes, it also does it in Dubai, it keeps the water. Yes, yeah, we have to be careful with water, especially when we speak about it. So it is exactly like this, Shukara Krishna Prabhu. Our heart must remain sealed, protected. And how do you protect the heart? You have to go into Vaishnav Sangha. This is a protective circle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami about the growth of the Bhakti Lata, the plant of Bhakti, which is in the heart. And he said that we must protect the Bhakti plant by the circle of good Vaishnav association. That's why this glorious program which has been started, which has been conceived by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and preached by our Jayapataka Maharaj, and then the father of our Srivallabh Prabhu has taken it very seriously to heart and has started to preach. And before he became elderly and desired to retire in India, he gave this program to our Srivallabh Prabhu, because this is absolutely required. If your heart is not protected, then you can receive so much. By one devotee comes and you feel all inspired. Yes, Maharaj said. And yet the first day you are very good in your homes and so on. But the second day already you listen for many hours to the one-eyed guru. Who is the one-eyed guru? TV with some nonsense talk he does. Yeah, yeah. So therefore the Vaishnav Sangha is necessary to come to this program, to hear Katha from the scriptures. For those who are in the Vaishnav Sangha, who are there in this program, it's very necessary that they deliver spiritual inspirations. No? That's why, and that when we create a situation where everyone can hear very undisturbed. That's why I made the remark about the children, and I want to thank the parents are here, very responsible in Dubai. In other countries, I sometimes see that the children are not well kept, and they are very hungry and thirsty, and it is too many people around them, and they begin to scream, and no one can concentrate any longer. But here it is almost exemplary. This is a very necessary, it's a very serious business which we do. When we sit together to come to satsang, it is more important than any business meeting, because we are meeting Krishna. And we want to get the Kripa Shakti, which empowers our life, which otherwise is spiritually dead. It's very serious. It's not something for superficial persons or unserious, uncommitted people. No, it's very serious. Oh, very serious. Because here our life of immortality will take birth in such sadhu sangha. We get the Kripa Shakti, yes? So here are some questions now. I will be very brief, like in the times of India. Huh? You have to go on the computer. Hare Krishna Maharaj, could you please tell us when we constantly chant the holy names of the Lord and read the books of Srila Prabhupada and follow the Guru's instructions, can we be assured of going back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime? Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. This is all here, and I want to thank the devotee who asked such a very well-considered question. Thank you, my dear devotee, for asking the question. Is it sure, in other words, that the process of Krishna consciousness will bring us to God, back to Godhead in this lifetime? Now, I have very good news for you. In my initiation letter, when Prabhupada sent my name, I was initiated over the mail. I had written him a letter with my serious request for initiation. And he was in, I believe, in America. I'm not 100% sure. And the letter came back. He wrote, I'm very happy to accept you as my duly initiated disciple. And I can assure you, if you chant every day 16 rounds and you follow the four rules and regulations, you will certainly go back to Godhead in this very life. He wrote. Yeah. So the words of the sadhu can never be wrong, the words of Srila Prabhupada. You will see, to do that every day, you will have to apply some determination to the process, but if you do, hogya. Hare Krishna, kindly put some Srila Prabhupada comments on it. Oh, sorry, it starts here. While preaching and doing book distribution, which kind of dress we can wear, either Western dress or any other? Hare Krishna, kindly put some Srila Prabhupada comments on it. This highly depends on the social circumstances of the society in which you are doing your preaching and book distribution. If you find a society which is culturally accustomed to Vaishnav cloth, or which can accept Vaishnav cloth without any problem, then Vaishnav cloth is preferably done when preaching. However, if you are preaching in a society which is not open to Vaishnav cloth, then you can dress in the cloth which they best accept. Srila Prabhupada would say on this subject matter that you must capture the fish without getting wet. In other words, you adopt all the means to accomplish your purpose, but you have to avoid that you fall into the water, that you become influenced by the cloth which you wear or the habits which you adopt. There were discussions on book distribution in Germany, I remember. There was a time when the German public acted very hostile towards the devotees, and Prabhupada would tell us to develop, to have Western clothes. But when he heard that his devotees were buying kami bread, in other words, adopting the Western eating habits, bread from the market, then he said, "This cannot be done. You are getting wet. You are becoming influenced by the culture." Then we said, "What to do, Prabhupada? How will we have..." Because we traveled for 1 week without any contact to an oven. And so Prabhupada said, "Cook a stack of chapatis." And so our vans, Sankirtan vans, were well equipped with many good chapatis. At that time we didn't know Brijbasi rotis, because Brijbasi rotis keep you very, 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 very satisfied. Another question. Hare Krishna, kindly tell us how to become one amongst the devotees and get rid of material attachments, or how to become a devotee. Thank you very much. Oh, you have all such wonderful questions. I believe the question, how can I become a devotee, can be answered from many different perspectives. And you please keep on asking the different Maharajas who come through. I would like to give today an answer which is given by Lord Krishna on this question. Lord Krishna stipulates or has 4 requirements of his devotees. 4. If you fulfill these 4 requirements, you are a devotee. You might like to put these 4 requirements on a piece of paper which you tighten to your door, and when you exit your door to do your office work, you look at it so that you stay a devotee. This is a very well-known shloka. It appears in the 9th chapter, verse 35 or 34, and then again in the 18th chapter, verse 65. This is the only verse which Krishna repeats in the Bhagavad Gita. He never repeats himself. Only one time he repeats himself. Do you know when a person repeats himself? When it's very important. Please, those who know how to this shloka, chant along with me. Manmana bhava mat bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mam vasyasi satyam te patijane priyosime. You know everything. Very nice. I'm very impressed. This is maybe the most learned assembly of Vaishnavas in the Namahata preaching or the congregational preaching I have met so far. Who? I will bring this news to Germany. They all knew. Manmana, you must, it starts, becoming a devotee starts not in the outside, that you change your frisura, what is frisura? Hairstyle or your dressing style. No. Becoming a devotee starts in the inside. It means, always think of me. The manas, this little devil, which sometimes gives so much problems, must think of Krishna. Manmana, Bhava Madbhakto, get into the bhava of my devotee. What is the bhava or the mood of a devotee? He wants to serve. So do my service. Majaji, worship me. Do puja. All your parents have taught you, I believe, how that in the morning you take a little light, you offer to the picture or to your deities. Do puja. Do my puja. And do my namaskuru, do your obeisances. This is how you can become a devotee. You can read more about this in Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, where he gives excellent explanations in further detail about this becoming a devotee. But it's very simple. Think of Krishna, serve Krishna, worship Krishna, and offer your obeisances to Krishna. Four requirements the Lord has. Mm-hmm. Such a wonderful question, Sri Vallabha. I'm totally inspired. I'm getting life. I'm slowly awaking from the dream of ignorance in your association. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yes, Hare Krishna. There are 33 cross demigod subordinate to Lord Krishna. Did they get transcendental body or material body? And if material body, then do they come under the 8,400,000 yonis? Wonderful question. You must know there are demigods in the material world and there are demigods. These demigods have their counterparts in the spiritual world. And we hear that in Krishna Leela, the different demigods are also participating. Like Surya, every day he is worshipped in the Surya Puja. After the Lord has visited Radhakund, Srimati Radharani goes to offer the worship in Surya Kund, and Lord Krishna comes there in the disguise of Brahmana, Brahman priest. Yes, yes. So there are demigods can participate in the Leela of the Lord in spiritual demigod bodies. Now, as far as the demigods of this world are concerned, do they come under the 84,000 yonis? Yes, they are also appearing, but it is not like we appear. Lord Brahma, for instance, appears from a lotus flower. You didn't appear from a lotus flower. So you appeared from a yoni. And so on. Second question. Is there any difference between a Mahabhagavat and a Mahajan? Well, the Mahajans are Mahabhagavats. They, however, are mentioned in a special category because they have Maha knowledge. So much knowledge, and therefore they are preaching. There are usually 12 Mahajans, which we know of: Brahma, Narada, Shivji, and Kapila, Kumaras, Manu, Prahlad, Bhishma, Janaka, Bali, Vayasaki, Yamaraj. We are full. Bhishmadev, yes. Maharaj Bhishmadev, Janak Maharaj was mentioned. There may be other Mahajanas, but they are especially in the position of super acharyas who teach, but not all Mahabhagavats may have that function and may not tell this knowledge, but they are pure devotees. Mm-hmm. But the Mahajans are all Mahabhagavats. Yes? Great devotees. So, while working in offices, it is not possible to chant on japa beads. Is it alright to chant on electronic gadgets and counters? Yes, it is certainly alright, but you have to be careful that you do take to the japa beads the tulsi malas. There is a special shakti if a person chants on the tulsi mala, because tulsi mala is a pure devotee and the counting device which you use is a lifeless invention, and so on. The tulsi mala must be kept at home and you chant, but sometimes when you're in the car and you really have to, and it's a busy day, you can do. Now this is an answer on one level. I would now like to go on a higher level and answer the same question from a different perspective. Spiritual science is a science which is a little subtle. What is the main important point in chanting japa? Yes, this is our this is the function of the mind. This counting is not the most important thing in japa. The most important thing is your concentration of the mind. This should never be forgotten. It is of secondary importance what type of counting we use. Of primary importance it is to give full attention and concentration to the practice. This is an easy question. Hare Krishna. Why ladies cannot sit on the Vyasasan and why they cannot become Diksha Gurus? I cannot read this, but the idea is we are all Atmas. Then why is there a difference? This is a very important question. Through which, with this question, we will enter the field of Vaishnava culture, and we will look at this question within the framework of this cultural field. When we take our birth, along with our birth, there are few things which come with us. For instance, our karmas from our previous life comes with us. Did you know that at the time of birth, also the time of death comes already with you? The time is fixed. When we take our birth, another thing comes with us, which is important for understanding the answer of the question. A certain dharma comes. Dharma is something which we are suited, which we are able. For instance, the woman's body is suited to give birth to a child, and it is also suited to nourish the child, both physical, with the breast milk, which is not available in the man's body, and also emotionally. The woman has a very great shakti to nourish the child. Not only the child. The woman has an enormous shakti to nourish the upkeep of the religious things in the house. It is given. It is a dharma. It is a very great opportunity. So, therefore, in a culture which is based on dharma, women are encouraged to do their dharma and men are encouraged to do the other dharma, to run out, make money, organize, maintain the family. The wife or the woman has more this nourishing qualities, and along with it qualities like shyness, which give the woman, when you must know one thing about Dharma, the moment someone keeps his or her Dharma, Dharma will rush to the aid and support that individual. This is a verse of Krishna. Someone who protects his Dharma, Dharma will protect him or her. Now coming more, so therefore there are usually in the Vedic culture, the Dharma is known. In the Western civilization, the Dharma of men and women and their qualities are not known. And because there is so much exploitation, the women say, we have enough of this role of nourishing the family. We will go out and work. We will make the money. We will show. And they can do it. There are women who have exceptionally organizational talents. But only very few rare examples can feel the satisfaction of the heart in doing it. Mostly, when a woman is in her dharma, swadharma, and does the more womanly aspects of life, they feel the satisfaction of the heart, provided they are protected and also appreciated and not exploited. Mm-hmm. Now coming to your question about Diksha Gurus, in the exceptionally or well-qualified women can become Diksha Gurus and can sit on the Vyasasan. And this was there in the Vaishnava tradition. There were Janavarma, Himalata Thakurani, and so many examples of Gurumas. We can say them, we can call them respectfully Guruma. I know that in our ISKCON, this has been discussed, and it has been decided upon that qualified ladies are requested to do this job. It's not nice to say it's not a job, this service also. And I know of two god sisters who are I know of two god sisters who sit on the Vyasasan. No, I know of many god sisters who sit on the Vyasasan. As far as giving Diksha, it's just one, to maybe this year or next year, they will certainly give, because they are certainly very qualified Matajis. So, although, I want to say in concluding this question, although, yes, there are usually, there are dharmic roles, and with the dharmic role of the nourishing mother and the nourishing woman, usually a certain time of shyness is exposed. When a woman is qualified, then she is very much encouraged to come and sing in a public assembly, and we will all happily follow her singing. A woman is encouraged to give lectures, and we will happily listen to her. And a woman is encouraged to take on the role of guru as well. Yes. So it's not at all a limiting perspective, but it is an empowering perspective which is behind this. It's a very important question, and it's very necessary that we ask such type of questions, even if they are a little candid. Candid means a little hot. We should not be afraid to ask these questions. All questions must be discussed in open. Very important. Thank you very much.
I'm taking the liberty to close the question session. We need to see the dance.
Acha. Gaura Hari, have you... everything is ready. The two?
Two or two?
Yes, we will only have two more questions. When a preacher is preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya, does he also get Kripa Shakti by preaching? Yes! Why do you think I'm preaching? I want the Kripa Shakti more. and I need it much more than all of you. Yes, I'm serious. You have sanskaras which are very good. My father was doing many, many things, and before meeting Prabhupada, I did many things which I'm too ashamed to explain in public. You have much better sanskaras than me, and therefore I'm trying to preach. I'm trying to just repeat the message and get the kripa. Yes, thank you very much. Last question. How do we understand we have received Guru Kripa? How do we understand? Question is clear? Good question. Is the question clear? This question is answered in the last shloka of the Guru Vashtakam, which in temples is chanted every morning. Yashya prasharat bhagavat prasharam yasya prasadana katikotopi thayam stuvam stasya yasyasti sandhyam vande guru shri charanaravindam. In this verse it is said, someone who has received the mercy of the spiritual master gets the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But someone, yasya prasad, who has not received the mercy of the Guru, gati natopi, nagati katopi, his goal is not known. We do not know where he will go. Without the Guru Kripa, we do not know where someone will go. It is not possible to say. So when you get the Guru Kripa, you feel so much mercy of the Supreme Lord is entering and is changing your life to the better. Because the Krishna Shakti or Krishna Kripa follows the Guru Kripa. Why? Because Krishna has sent these devotees into the world to work here on his behalf. Jiva Goswami said, Krishna is in Leela, he is full of Anant, and we are not, we are here full of troubles and anxiety. Oh my wife, oh my son, he is coming into teenage life, and now he is thinking teenage, protest and so on, and we have all this. How, Jiva Goswami says, the Lord is there, we are here, how will this connect? How will the Lord even, you know, for philosophical, understand our problems? But then he sends his dear devotee who comes here, on our, in this world, and who will help us. And the dear devotee carries with him the Krishna Shakti to give it to us. Like you have seen in the Olympiadic Games, there's someone who carries the fire and he goes to light the fire in the ghee oil mostly, yes. Ooh. So we have these devotees of the Lord, gurus and other devotees also who carry Krishna Kripa. And they can bring the Kripa, Krishna Kripa, and light our heart. Yeah. This is they are carriers of this. It's they will always say, it's not my mercy. It's a Krishna's mercy. This is how a true representative of God will say, I'm not so important, but what I carry is important. Hare Krishna.